الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام.
Ramadan began on Monday, which also was the last day of the official week of commemoration of the genocide, when armed militias slaughtered over 800,000 Tutsis. Survivors like Jovene Ilora say Muslims treated them differently than Christians. The behavior of many Muslims changed our perception of Islam. He says he saw many Muslims hiding Tutsis in their homes or in mosques. He says he has never heard of a Tutsi who was killed in a mosque. He says, today, as our brothers start Ramadan, is the right time to thank them. During the genocide, many went to churches seeking sanctuary. But the Commission for the Fight Against Genocide says thousands were killed in churches around the country. More than 2,000 people were killed in the help of Pastor Wenceslas Munyeshaka. 27 years later, many churches have become memorial sites. The Yamata Church in Eastern Rwanda is now a mass grave for over 50,000 people. Entering the former church now, you see caskets and victims' clothes piled in pews before you first see the image of Virgin Mary. This has led to many Rwandans converting to Islam. Sulaimani Matabalo was a pastor before the genocide. Now he is Ali Hajj. He says, I saw with my own eyes how Muslims were trying hard to hide Tutsis, while my fellow Christians were persecuting them. And I said, this is the right religion. He says, God opened his heart and he is proud to be Muslim. And he says, he will do everything to help many Rwandans convert as well. He says, reading the Quran helps young people grow with good manners and intention of avoiding discrimination. Because he says Islam is about love. In his Monday's message, the Mufti of Rwanda, Sheikh Salim Hitimana, urged Muslims to fight another battle, stopping genocide ideology. He says, this whole month comes as we are remembering Tutsis killed in the genocide. We have to comfort the survivors and fight genocide ideology and deniers who frequently spread their hatred message on social media. The Rwandan Muslim community says Muslims made up 1% of Rwandan population before the genocide, but now comprise more than 15%. Eugene Uwimana for VOA News, Kigali, Rwanda.